Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you joined me. It is no longer something that can be disputed. The vaccine is much, much, much more dangerous than COVID-19 ever was. And remember, all the numbers that they gave you about the deaths of COVID-19 were extremely inflated, with people dying with COVID-19, not of COVID-19. And they are way underreporting the people who are dying of the vaccine. They are way underreporting that. So you have way under numbers that they are hiding. And I'm going to prove to you that way more people have died of the vaccine than COVID-19 in America, for sure. Way more. It's not even close. It's not even close, folks. You think I can't? I can prove it. I can prove it mathematically, and I will. Using the government's own data, I can prove this. But you have to know how they hide these things. Before I get to that, I want to play you a little bit of Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina Primetime is the name of her show. And she was talking about the latest on the COVID boosters. And she shows the stat again that is from the VAERS system. And remember, this is the super underreported system. So, well, take a listen.
All right. We promised here on Dr. Gina Primetime to keep you updated on the numbers of those injured and killed by the COVID jab. And at the VAERS website, the number of vaccine injuries, as we told you yesterday, has passed the 1 million mark. And out of those million, 21,000 of them are deaths.
Okay, this is the self-reporting system, VAERS, and you're having 1 million adverse events, and they're saying 21,000 deaths. But remember, this is like taking the smallest little sample size. Think of it as polling. You're polling a state and you're taking a poll, and you only have 500 people that participate in the poll, but it gives you a, if you do the mathematics, it'll give you a, after the poll, and if you're doing a correct poll, because sometimes they do polls to make the results a certain way, the way they want, okay? But let's say it's a fair poll, and they're not going to skew the data. They're still only going to poll a certain amount of people. A big poll is like 5,000 people for an entire state. A lot of times they really will do a poll of, like, let's just say 500 people for an entire state. And then they will use mathematical equations to times it out to get the percentages of what people feel within that state. Okay? And a lot of times they're pretty accurate using those mathematical equations, where they're only, you know, 3 or 4% margin of error, depending. Well, that's how you have to view the VAERS system, as a super small sample size, and the government knows it is, and you're supposed to use mathematics to multiply it, but you need to know what the factor is. Steve Kirsch, who I brought to you before, I'm not going to play him again, but I brought to you in the last several shows, who has 2 MIT degrees, did all the mathematical equations, followed exactly what the CDC rules were, basically, of how to go about doing this. And he came up with, and I'm trusting what he's saying because he's done the most research on this, and that's why I go with it. Other people have different factors, but I think his is the most accurate. A factor of 41, meaning what you see on VAERS is underreported by 41 times. You got to times whatever you see on VAERS by 41, and that's like taking the sample size and using the mathematical equation to figure out what's really happening in a state in a poll. VAERS, to figure out what's really happening in our country, when they say they have 1 million adverse events, well, that's super simple math. You times that by 41, you actually have 41 million adverse events happening around the country. Now, some people have multiple adverse events, so one person could have 3 or 4 different things happening to them that they report. And that's why that number is so big, but it's very accurate. So it's much, 1 million is not even close to proper reporting from the VAERS system. It is much more accurate to say 41 million using the VAERS system, because it's a small sample size. It would be like saying only 500 people support this policy in the state of Massachusetts. No, the poll only sampled 500 people, but you're supposed to use mathematics to figure out. Okay, so the CDC knows that this is what you're supposed to do. 41 times the, basically, I'll round it, 20,000 deaths, and you're going to get to 800,000 deaths, over 800,000 deaths. That's really what's happening. The vaccine has killed over 800,000 people when you use this factor equation. I bring this up because that's how deadly the vaccine is. Now, on the other hand, we have what they say about, well, there's, I think they're saying there's about like 800 and some thousand deaths from COVID-19 in America. I'm not 100% sure because I didn't check, but if that's the case, if it's somewhere around actually 800,000 deaths from COVID-19, here's the trick. See how they underreport on purpose all the deaths and adverse effects from the vaccine so you don't know how bad it is. Here they inflated everything to trick you into thinking COVID-19 was a deadly disease. How can something that has a 99% survival rate for healthy people be a deadly disease? They had to use the people who were already on the path of dying, who died with COVID, not of. And a year ago, maybe slightly more than a year ago, the CDC came out and admitted that 94%, I'm not making this up, I don't know if they've changed the stats since then. This is something from about a year ago or so. The new CDC report that came out way back then, 94% of patients who died from COVID had other health issues. Only 6% were people who didn't have other health issues. Now, here's what's even more interesting. So if you have 800,000 deaths in America, really only 6% can you actually say are deaths from COVID more likely. The other people, 94% of them, were people on the path of dying from something else, and they're labeling them COVID deaths and saying they're with COVID deaths. And remember, the hospitals got paid extra money to label these people as COVID deaths. That's why they did it. They get paid. I think some, they might still be paying hospitals. I'm not sure if they're still doing that or not. I think they are, but I'm not 100% on that. They might not be. I don't know. I haven't looked into that. I should have, but I forgot. But anyways, they did at least pay people, or paid hospitals, the government did, extra money when they had COVID cases. So the more COVID cases they had, the more money they could get from the government. So they wanted to label as many people who were coming in as a COVID person, even though they weren't there for that, or they weren't dying. They're dying of cancer, but they'd love to test them and say, oh yeah, you got COVID, so that when they died, they could say, yeah, it's a COVID death. So they inflated the numbers. So if there is 800,000 deaths from COVID, only 6% of that is real. That really means you have to do the opposite of what you do when you go to VAERS. That really means when CNN says whatever the deaths are, it's really only 48,000. And the number is most likely smaller than that. So look at the opposite of what they're doing. They're trying to tell you only 20,000 people basically have died of the vaccine when it's really 800 and some thousand people that have died. On the other hand, they're trying to tell you 800 and some thousand people have died of COVID-19 when it's really around 48,000. Now, the number is probably even lower. I'm being kind. Here's why the number 48,000 would be even lower. If 94% are people dying with something else, they died with COVID, not of COVID, and only 6% could they really say died of COVID, okay? Only 6% could they really, and that's according to the CDC like a year ago. Like I said, I don't know if that changed. Out of that 6%, which would be the 48,000, out of that 6%, follow me here, that doesn't mean those people were healthy. It just means they weren't diagnosed with something and died of COVID-19. So there has to be some people in there that had a heart condition or something. They just never were diagnosed with it. They didn't have a doctor ever diagnose them with it. And so they died of COVID-19. But I'll be kind and say the full 6%. Okay, the full 6% died actually of COVID-19, that's 48,000 people in America. If it's around 800,000 of what they're trying to say. I don't know what the numbers even add anymore. And by the time someone watches this, the numbers will all change. The point isn't the numbers. The point is, here's how you can always know. Whatever VAERS says, you can times it by 41, and then you'll get a more accurate picture. Whatever CNN says, you can do a mathematical equation and just take 6%. Know that 94% of what they say is a bunch of crap about deaths from COVID. Only 6% of that is true. And then you'll get the true picture of what has happened in America and what they've done to you. This is not me playing games. I'm not doing tricks. They're the ones doing tricks. I'm correcting their tricks. Understand that. When they tell you VAERS is only reporting 20,000, that doesn't mean there's only 20,000 deaths. They're the ones playing the tricks. When they say hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people have died of COVID, no, they haven't. They died with COVID, not of, and they even admit this. I didn't make that up, that saying with COVID, not of COVID. They admit this. They're the ones playing the tricks. I'm correcting their tricks. And when their tricks are corrected, you get a massive opposite picture. The vaccine is the dangerous thing. The vaccine is the bioweapon. And COVID-19 is nothing. That's the accurate picture you get. It's frustrating how many people don't know this stuff. I want to play you more, though, of Dr. Gina and her guest. And, well, just take a listen.
Shortly after, receiving the jab. But don't worry. All we need to finally end the pandemic is another shot, I guess. An Israeli study found out that even if you're fully vaccinated, as they say, you are not protected, believe it or not, from the latest COVID variant. So even if you've had both initial jabs and then two boosters, the only answer, according to Big Pharma, is another booster. Dr. Jane Ruby spent a long time developing pharmaceutical drugs, and she joins us now. Dr. Ruby, great to see you. The vaccine has only been available for a year now, and there are two boosters that are absolutely ineffective in terms of stopping the spread whatsoever. So I guess now they're telling everybody they have to have a third one to be fully vaccinated, right?
Yeah, the story is like it's like a moving target. And, you know, we try not to call them vaccines because that's using the language of the criminals. If you call it a vaccine, right, people psychologically keep thinking that it's protective and it gives you immunity. So I like to call it the bioweapon, but everybody has their own personal choice. That term I base on a lot of the paperwork and the paper trail.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I do that for a little while, and then I tend to like fall back into an old habit and start doing that again. But doctor, the VAERS system now has surpassed such a scary number, over 1 million vax injuries from the COVID jab, 21,000 deaths, and big pharma and big government still pushing these jabs. What is your initial reaction to these staggering numbers?
Well, there doesn't seem to be a threshold to stop this, right? There's no amount of death or destruction that seems to bring forth some kind of authority to stop it. But Dr. Gina, we've learned recently that there's someone inside the CDC that's trying to help us. And I've got a great story to tell you about that. This person leaked a document to a group called Team Enigma, which is about five people with about 100 behind them in the shadows. They're also joined by the esteemed whistleblower, Dr. Michael Yeadon, who was at Pfizer for many years as a VP of clinical and scientific development. And what these people tell us, Dr. Gina, is that the US has been targeted with death lots. They call them super toxic batches. And what this CDC insider did was leaked to these people a document that was actually verified by hackers that went into Pfizer and Moderna's websites. And they verified all these lot numbers. They discovered that within the lot numbers, there are actually codes. And we think that this is because this proves that they're actually conducting a live experiment now. They also see that lots of these lots are associated with super high peaks of death and destruction, followed by other lot numbers that are followed by periods of quiet or, you know, very little death and disability.
I brought you that information, different information, just a few episodes ago about that with Dr. Yeadon, sound bites of Dr. Yeadon. explaining that he'll testify in court that they know, and they were using the VAERS system, not this leaked document that she's talking about. I don't know anything about this. First time I heard of it was today. And Dr. Jane Ruby is saying now that there's inside information besides how they originally found out that there was different batches is they used VAERS again and used lot numbers. And by using those lot numbers, they could figure out that certain batches were having massive effects, I believe. Well, I won't go into the percentages, but anyways, massive batch side effects, I should say, and lots of deaths from certain batches, and other batches you weren't seeing anything, which proves they are breaking the law, because they're not giving you the same vaccine. That's against the law, but they can't get sued for any of this stuff, so they can do whatever the heck they want. What are you going to do? You can't do anything to them. And the government doesn't care. They've given them immunity. So, of course, they're going to do whatever they want. They're conducting an experiment. Months and months ago, I gave you the theory. I had a theory. Now it's been proven 100% the truth. But I told you, I think they're giving out placebos. It doesn't make sense that I found all these local news reports. And actually, my sister found a lot of them and sent them to me. So thanks, sis, for sending me that. And she sent me all these different local news reports around the country of people getting placebos. They went in to get the vaccine and found out they just basically got sugar water. And they're like, how is this happening? And it couldn't have been just coincidence, I was saying, because it's happening in all these different states. It's all these different local news reports. You can't be making this kind of mistake over and over again. It has to be on purpose. What was happening is these local news weren't in on it. The people administering it weren't in on it. They were getting caught like, well, what the heck? This batch is not even, there isn't even the vaccine. It's just placebo. And I said, this has to be on purpose, but I can't prove it. It's just a theory. But I think because this is an experimental vaccine, they're giving out placebos out there. And now we know they are. They're giving, and it might not even be fully placebos even. Some of them might be. Some of them could be lower doses, others higher doses. We don't know what's in the vaccines. We still don't. Nobody does. They keep that secret. It's a trade secret. Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to really know. So even if you examine one vial, you don't know if that's going to be the same as a different vial at a different state. Well, might have something completely different. This is all illegal activity. At the same time, it's not illegal because you can't sue Pfizer. So even though it's on the books that it's illegal, if they have immunity against all your lawsuits, then they can do whatever the heck they want to you. And they are doing whatever the heck they want. And then just the other day, we find out, just think of all the things we have found out. The other day, we find out that child vaccines have automatic immunity. And that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was saying, because he sued so many companies, if they have an approved vaccine and it's for adults, they could actually, you could actually bring a lawsuit, but they usually try to find protections to protect themselves. But they have a built-in automatic protection whenever vaccines are administered to children, even if it's given to other adults. It doesn't matter if it started out as for adults, if children are included. This explains why, when they know that children have a 99.999999 chance of surviving COVID-19, it's no danger to them, you would endanger their lives with an experimental vaccine. Why would they do that? To give themselves liability protection forever in case their emergency use protection ever runs out to where the emergency use is removed. They can then move in and say, well, even though our emergency use has been removed, let's say next year that they don't have it, but it's being administered to children. And in court, we know that the Congress and everybody else has given us exemptions so that you can't sue us for this kind of stuff. That's why. They wanted to inject children. That's how evil they are. I want to squeeze in one more thing for you. This happened on Laura Ingraham's show. And Dr. Stephanie Sunif, she's a PhD, was on. And, well, let me play you that.
Outrageous to be giving vaccines to young people because they don't have a risk of, a very, very low risk of dying from COVID. So they don't get a benefit. And when you look at the potential harm from these vaccines, it just doesn't make any sense. And certainly repeated boosters is just going to be very devastating, I think, in the long term. And it's just a, I've done a lot of research, and I really am beginning to understand exactly how the process takes place, and it's very disturbing.
Now, the neurodegenerative aspect of this that you specifically highlight from your research, explain that if you can in layman's terms.
Yes, I'll try to. And of course, the science is never easy, but it's quite fascinating what happens. The vaccine gets injected into the arm. The muscle cells get very upset. They bring in a whole bunch of troops. The immune cells come in, take up the vaccine themselves. They take up the nanoparticles. They start making spike protein. The particles basically get your cells to produce lots and lots of spike protein in a hurry. Spike is the most toxic part of the virus. And these immune cells then rush into the lymph system, rush to the spleen. Many of them end up in the spleen, which is where you want them to be to produce the antibodies. That's the goal. So they've designed it, and they're very happy to see that they end up in the spleen making lots of spike protein and then invoking an immune response that produces antibodies by the B cells. But the problem is that those germinal centers in the spleen are really the center place where Parkinson's disease develops, and probably many other neurodegenerative diseases. But for Parkinson's, it's been very well laid out that that you get prion-like proteins even from infections in the gut. Immune cells take them to the spleen, to those germinal centers, and then they start spewing out exosomes. These are little lipid particles that are released by the cell, unloading that toxic protein and shipping it along the vagus nerve to the brain. This is sort of well known with respect to Parkinson's disease, and that's the model I'm using. It feels to me like this is a perfect setup for it.
Dr. Seneff, this is a very short segment. We're going to have you back, but...
All right, and you get it. I could expand upon that. I mean, look at how much we have learned since this all started. We know that from Dr. Bhakti, who's an expert on immune systems, that A, the vaccine wasn't going to do anything. He told everyone it wouldn't be effective. He told everyone it wouldn't be because it's going into your blood, and your blood immune system is totally different than your respiratory immune system and the lymphocytes in there. And they don't cross over very much at all. And so that's why they can't cure the common cold with a vaccine. It's not really possible, or gene therapy. And then we find out that Pfizer, in their own documents, when they told you it was 95 to 97% effective, whatever number it was, something like that, that it was less than 1% effective. 0.8% effective, to be exact, according to their own documents. But they did mathematical tricks and made you think that it was 90-something percent effective when it was under 1%. And when it's under 1%, folks, understand that means it's 0% effective. You can just throw that out and they'll say it doesn't do anything. But I told you it wasn't going to do anything because I listened to Dr. Bhakti, who explained why the vaccines will never do anything, because they're in your blood system. Then you have the autoimmune deficiency that can happen, or antibody immune system, where your antibodies attack your own immune system because you're creating spike proteins in your blood cells. We found this out. People's immune systems have been brought down. It opens them up susceptible to an attack if something else is released. And then we have the Olympics that are coming, where China is already preset and is throwing out propaganda that they're locking down their cities, pretending like there's something there. And if a deadly variant, you listen to me closely, because I warned about this way before anyone else ever did, because I had a dream about it, to be honest with you. And I came on this show and I told you, watch out for the Olympics. It's in Beijing. And if this is a bioweapon, they will release something there. Now everyone's starting to get worried about it, but China's already got a cover story to say, oh no, these are variants like Omicron. If there is a deadly variant that comes out after the Olympics and it comes out of China, I don't know if this will happen. I'm saying if this happens, we know it's a bioweapon if it's deadly. If it really was a variant from COVID-19, it would be like Omicron. They get less and less lethal, less and less does it make you sick. So the next variant would be even less if it was going through natural changes. All right? So if after the Olympics, we have this cover story of, oh no, another variant, yet it's killing a whole bunch, and it will be vaccinated people that will die from it because their immune systems will be down, but they'll lie about that too and try to say it's unvaccinated, and then it'll take months and then the proof will come out. If all this happens, remember I told you before it happened, if it's deadly, it's guaranteed that they release something, or it mutated from the vaccines themselves. That's the only other way you could have a deadly variant. If it's natural based, it will be less deadly than even Omicron. So that's how you'll know. You'll know if it's a bioweapon attack, most likely. You could be 90% sure. There's a 10% chance it's from the vaccines mutating it, but it would be a 90% chance that if it's deadly, if a variant happens after the Olympics, it's the bioweapon and they decided to release it. That's how you'll know, folks. Look, you don't believe me on this stuff? Go look at my track record. Go look at all my past videos. Look at anyone you want. You'll see I've been right the whole time. It won't even seem like shocking news. If you go back months, you'll see how shocked I am to bring you the news. But you'll be like, well, that's old news. That's not, everybody knows that. At the time, they didn't. I've been right the whole time. At the time, people were saying I'm a conspiracy theorist, when I've only brought facts. I love you guys. And some of my own opinions on top of those facts, but my opinions come from the facts. Folks, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. In this day and age, you better know that. I love you guys. See ya! Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.